Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein has ended a week-long flirtation with the Detroit Pistons. He plans to stay at the university for the foreseeable future. It marked the end of a week of worrying for Michigan fans who are afraid to lose the best coach the program has ever seen.
Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein has probably reached his greatest heights, which is saying something. Since 2012, Beilein's Wolverines have won four Big Ten titles and got to two NCAA finals, including one of each this spring. No Big Ten coach has done better over that stretch. What's more impressive is how Beilein has done it, by recruiting genuine student-athletes, then coaching them up to beat teams loaded with stars. Beilein and his staff have pushed six of those underrated players to the first round of the NBA draft. He also follows the rules, which is why his peers voted him the most honest college basketball coach in America. Now, you might say that's like winning a turtle race, but hey, better to win it, right? When you take all that into consideration, John Beilein is simply the best basketball coach Michigan has ever had. This spring, the good news kept coming. Everybody but the graduates and star center Mo Wagner are coming back, and Beilein just added the 11th-ranked recruiting class, one of his best ever. Michigan will be playing for more Big Ten and NCAA tournament banners, the kind that won't get taken down years from now due to investigations. So it was surprising to hear last week that Beilein had met with the Detroit Pistons to discuss their job opening after they fired yet another coach this spring. Since owner Bill Davidson died in 2011, the Pistons' highest finish in their conference has been eighth place. Self-made millionaire Tom Gores bought the team in 2011 and is already looking for his fifth coach in 7 years. Not exactly the signs of a healthy organization. They're also looking for a new president and general manager, so it's not clear whom the next coach will be working for. There are a lot of reasons to say no to the Pistons, and only one reason to say yes, money. Michigan's already paying Beilein more than $3 million a year. The Pistons could double that, but I'll never forget what Michigan State's Tom Izzo told me after turning down a similar raise from the NBA himself. I can only eat so many steaks. Former Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler faced a similar dilemma back in 1982, Texas A&M offered him four times more than Michigan was paying him, which would have made him the highest paid coach in the country. Why did Bo turn them down? Because, he told me, he could not bring himself to tell the players he had promised he would be there for the entire college careers that he was breaking his word and leaving for the money. Bo told me, if your men are not more important to you than your money, then you really didn't care about them in the first place, did you? 12 years after Schembechler passed away, in front of Schembechler Hall, you can find a large statue of the man himself. They don't make statues for those who left. So, after a week of flirting with the Pistons, it was not too surprising to hear Beilein announce, "I love the University of Michigan, and I'm excited about coaching our men's basketball team next season and in the years to come. Let's go hang some more banners at the greatest university in the world." Beilein's accountant might disagree, but Bo would tell him he made the right decision. Bo never regretted it, and Beilein won't either.